It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Billy Williams is here with us once again from Flex Family Fitness. Since the last time we talked, you got your federal nonprofit status, your 501c3. And the organization is called Flint Future Leaders in Training.
Yep.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
So the whole idea, Flint is kind of separate from Flex Family Fitness, right? But they work together.
Yep.
So explain how that works.
Okay, well, Flex is the gym that we started. We wanted to go nonprofit right off the bat, but it took time, and the fact that we had the building right there in our lap, that we decided that I would go ahead and it was a hard decision, but take my life savings and put it into this, and which was it was a hard decision for the first 10-20 minutes. But
was that about a year ago?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's been we got the building July 4th
of 2018.
Yep.
So tell that whole story, because that's really actually quite a good story. You had a good job, a great job. You worked in the oil field. You made good money, worked hard, right?
Yeah.
And you told me one day you came home and you realized, because, again, it is good money. Mm-hmm. You do work hard, yeah, and you spend a lot of time away from your family. So you came home one day and you said, you know what? I need to spend more time at home.
Yeah. So I used to be at the rigs when we'd be mixing chemicals, or I'd be up pulling back pipe or running the rig, whatever it was. And I would just be missing my kids. Even like sometimes when I was working close to here in Rifle, it was like I never got to see them, and I would get home and they didn't pretty much know me, you know, or whatever. It just seemed like, you know what I mean, I didn't really have a connection or a bond with them, and those I really craved, you know. So I'd be at the rig and I'd be working my butt off, but all I could think about was my family, you know. So all I could... like, why am I here? Like, oh, because I want to make sure that I give my kid the life I never had. But at the same time, I was always taking money, because my grandma taught me that take a percentage of your paycheck every paycheck and put it in an account. And what I was end up doing is learn how to live within my means and save money. So I got to the point the last time that I was laid off on the rigs, I had a pretty decent amount of money left over, and I sat down with my kids and I said, what do you guys want to do? And my son, Billy, he's just turned 18. He says, I want to be the UFC champ. I want to be a fighter. And then my daughter wanted to do gymnastics, and my son wants to do parkour. So I was like, okay, well, and me myself, I had been working out, so I was in pretty good shape, and I want to do a physique competition. I'm like, well, I guess what I have to do to be able to have live life I want to live and watch my kids reach their dreams. So after we wrote our list down, and I wrote my list down, and I had all the things that I want to do with my life, the kids wrote down their stuff, and then I took their list and I put it on the top of my list, so that I'd say my number one thing now is not to, and whatever I had on mine, and then I put their stuff on top, and I said, now my priority on my list for my life is to make sure that your dreams come true. So the only thing that made sense is that we, instead of spending the $500 for gym memberships that we had all over town, whether it was CrossFit, then the gym membership, another gym, parkour, gymnastics, all these things that I was paying out all at different places all throughout the week. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to open up my own place. And then there was no MMA thing. And that's what I thought to myself, was that, yo, I can get my son Billy to, he wanted to be a fighter. He wants to, and he was getting bullied really bad at school too. It was bad. And he would come home crying. And I was like, now that kid is so confident now, like, you wouldn't even, I mean, that kid's a superstar in my book, you know. It's like,
mixed martial arts will do that for you.
Yeah, So I got lost on my story, but did it answer your question?
We're talking about how this all got started.
Yep, yep.
You came home one day, all made this list, and that's how Flex Family Fitness came into being back in July of 2018. And now you've got the 501c3. So if anybody wants to sponsor you, they can actually get a receipt. They can write it off in their taxes. And it's actually with Flint, the nonprofit portion of this, you're kind of taking it one step further. So Flint stands for Future Leaders in Training.
Yes.
And your whole idea with that is you don't want anybody to go without having access to some kind of physical activity or, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, you'd always hear about the kids that were getting into trouble were usually the poor kids.
That was me.
And it's because their family couldn't afford to, you know, have somebody watch them, or they didn't have family or other family around to watch them. And you were actually telling me before we got started today a personal story about, was it Denver? You grew up in Denver when you were young?
No, Desert Hot Springs, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right across the river from, like, Palm Springs is like the ritzy place, and then we're on the other side of the train tracks. So,
okay, yeah. Gotcha. And there was a Boys and Girls Club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it still cost money. It was like $3, right?
I'm not sure exactly what it was, but whatever it was money I didn't have. So.
And so you said you'd watch the other kids. They'd turn down the corner, and they'd go down to the Boys and Girls Club, and they'd hang out. Yeah. And you'd go somewhere else and get into trouble.
Yeah. And that, you know, we'd go home, and the thing about the kids these days, and we grew up really poor. Like, we grew up on food stamps and on welfare. It was pretty bad. And then there was times when we had money, but family members that I had stayed with there was never food, but they always had their cigarettes and their alcohol. And then that was the thing that, to me, with the kids, is I don't want kids not to be able to come to any kind of a programs they want to do, whether it's football or in my gym or anything. If we can get those kids that are on welfare, that are on whatever, that their parents would rather go buy a bag of dope or whatever than buy food and buy their kids clothes. And then also the foundation, that the Flint Foundation that we have, is going to be purchasing for kids that need it. We'll be buying back to school clothes for them. And there's like a lot of cool stuff that we're working on our bylaws and with the whole thing set up. So it's pretty.
Do you have a board set up? Do you have folks that are helping you out? Are you still looking for folks that you'd like to help out as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, we're still working on some stuff. There's a couple of, yeah, it's in the works. That stuff's still in the works. We have everything set up as it is now, but we're wanting to expand on that. But as it is right now, we got it set up with our board and all that.
Okay, so you're good for now. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting hearing you talk about this, the growth, I guess, of Flex Family Fitness over the last year or so. I know you told me that there were a couple times that you were thinking, well, maybe I'm going to have to go, you know, do something else. Maybe I'm going to have to go back to the oil and gas rig.
Yep.
And something would happen. Somebody would come in. They'd say, you know, I like what you're doing. They'd give you a donation.
Mm-hmm.
I know at one point you said that you were really concerned because you didn't have a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And like within the next day, you had a mom of one of the kids that hangs out at Flex Family Fitness come up to you and say, you know, I'm a bookkeeper. Can I give you a hand?
Yeah, there's actually been multiple, like whenever pretty much anything that comes up, I'll be like, yo, I really, there are a lot of situations. The one situation was that we were talking about where my kid wants to do parkour. He's 10. No, he just turned 11. So we're talking about, we want to set up this parkour setup deal that we need to get a net, cargo net. And that the next day I went to Habitat for Humanity and there's a freaking cargo net hanging on the wall. And I'm talking to this guy, I look over, I'm like, yo, anyways, it was pretty cool. So now we have the cargo net. So now we're still, we need, once we get our new building, we're working on it. Once we get this building, which I'm not going to say like if, because we were going to do it. There's no stopping me. There's no stopping this.
No, I would not stand in your way. Let me put it that way.
No way. Who wants to stand in the way of this? This is, we're not about, we're all about helping people, man. We want to get people in here and change their lives and prevent kids from, not just kids, but, you know, the whole family. You know, we get the families in there and just prevent these kids from getting on drugs. And even we just plant seeds, man, and try to get the parents. Like, I know I have a lot of friends in town here that, you know, either have used drugs for a while or are actually back on drugs, and they just disappear, and I pretty much know when they're messing up because they don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. They don't respond, you know?
Sure. If you would like to get involved with Flex Family Fitness, the phone number is 456-3315. Is that your number, Billy, or is that?
That's my cell phone.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So give Billy a call, and you can talk about that. You can also find him on Facebook as well. And we'll take a quick break, come back and talk a little bit more about the nonprofit and where things go in the future, maybe a little bit more about that building that he mentioned too. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Billy Williams. I guess now that you actually have your 501c3, does that now make you the executive director?
Yep. I guess that's what it makes me. It's pretty crazy. I'm the founder. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The cool thing about having our own is that we can, with our bylaws set up, we set up the bylaws how it's set up, and we're completely transparent. You know, if anybody, you know, ever to ask anything about where the money goes, like, we have 100%. You know, where the money comes in, like, even myself, if somebody hands me money that wants to put it towards me, I'll put it straight in the account. And, right. You can see the money, every dollar comes in and out. So
again, it's Flex Family Fitness. Kind of grew out of, again, your kids' desire to do different things, yeah, in terms of exercise and physical fitness. Daughter wanted to do gymnastics. One son wanted to do MMA. The other one wanted to do parkour.
Yeah.
And you're doing all of those, not just for them, but for kids in the community. How do your kids, I don't think I've ever asked you this, how do your kids feel about all of this? I mean, it was kind of them that was, that planted the seed in you to mm-hmm. start this.
I kind of wish that they would, eventually they're going to see it more, but I think mm-hmm. that, I don't know, I honestly don't even know how to answer that. I think that,
they're still a little young. Give them another, yeah, 10 years.
My daughter's turned 10 and she's learning right now, very good friend of mine, Jessica Spalding. She is the one that's teaching tumbling for us, and she's watching these kids. Like, so right now on Saturday at 9 a.m., we have beginner tumbling. 10 a.m. is intermediate. And then Friday at 10, we have the advanced class, and my daughter's in the advanced class, along with some other girls that come in from whatever. And if pretty much I would like to say at this point that if you or somebody in your family wants to come train, if money is an issue, you can get a hold of me directly, and you don't have to worry about, like, I'm not gonna talk about, that would just be personal between me and you, that there's like, don't feel like you're not gonna be as poor as I was. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna judge you, and there's no, don't ever feel that way, because I was pretty freaking poor, dude. So.
and you mentioned your desire to help people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what rock bottom feels like. You want to do whatever you can to help people get away from that if they want to. Mm-hmm. Before we got started today, you were telling me some stories, and you mentioned one about running into an old coworker that you said used to be a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And you saw him. Tell the rest of that story.
Yeah, just a friend of mine that from the rigs, he was always overweight, and he kind of disappeared for a little bit, and then I saw him. And
disappeared. Okay, I remember that from the previous segment. Yeah. Okay.
So he kind of disappeared, and I saw him, and he had lost a lot of weight, and he wouldn't look me in the eye, and I'm like, I need right away. And I was telling him, yo, dude, what's going on with you, man, you know, and he looked at me, and he started crying, you know, and he's like, hey, because he knew I could see through it, you know, like, I could see it. I'm like, bro, you're better than that, you know, like, come train with me. And so, anyways, he's set up to come start training with me this week. And a good friend of mine, actually a few people in recovery have been hitting me up, because I have a past experience with that lifestyle. And
how did you overcome it?
You know, I remember last time we talked about this, and my grandpa Wheeler Clapper, we were at his funeral up in Aspen, and the funeral was like overflowing with people, and all the people were crying, and I was thinking to myself, like, yo, I got a wife and I have this kid. My son was like 5 at the time. We're living in California, and I was like, you know what I mean? I just had a little bit of drugs left in my pocket for left from the big bag I had, and I hadn't slept, and I just drove all the way to Colorado. And I remember I just went in the bathroom over there. I was crying, and I just threw it away, and I was wishing to myself that I had listened to my grandpa all those years that he told me I was throwing my life away using drugs. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. But now he's dead, and I'm like, I wish I would have listened to him. I wish I could have had more relationship with him, you know. But he really did a lot for me and helped me change my life. But that was a turning point from there. Then we moved to Colorado. We didn't have anything. I mean, now, and then I got the job on the rig, and the rig's like, they did hair follicles. So, you know, they go back 90 days. So I was clean, and I came out there, and then every time I was on days off, when people want to party, I'm like, I'm making it too good of money, dude. Like, my life is good. And then from then, being able to build a wall around that, and then figure out how I was building my family up for the first few years, I was on the rig all the time, but I was saving money, like my grandma had said, and spending time with my family and being at the rig all the time. But I went from being whatever I was in California to coming out here and changing, which I still have the, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to explain. I don't even know. That's being on the rigs changes you, you know, like it was cool. It kind of grew me up because I was going from started using drugs at 14 before that, and then started selling drugs and doing this in and out of jail. You know, my grandma was always there for me. My grandma died this last year. And she'd always tell me that God had a plan for me, and I would always just kind of like laugh it off, you know. And then now I really wish that she could have seen that, like, but I mean, it is what it is, you know, like I'm doing it, and I hope that she can, I hope that she can see what we're doing. Cause
sure. You bet. Again, you can learn more about Flex Family Fitness and the Flint Foundation on Facebook. So just the Flex Family Fitness is really, I guess what you might say, what you're doing business as the nonprofit, yep. Right? You can always call Billy at 456-3315. So let's talk about the building. 216 West 2nd Street in Rifle. Mm-hmm. And this is the first and only place that Flex Family Fitness has been. Mm-hmm. And you have big plans, not just for the building, but for the whole block where the building sits.
Yeah, well, we want to build a rec center there. That's not, I don't know about a rec center, if you call it exactly that, but like a training facility. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I don't know, like, but we'll just have stuff where we have that. We've already purchased a boxing ring and a cage, and then we'll be able to do jiu-jitsu tournaments there. Like, right now, I was counting, we have a whole wall since we started. We opened up, and we have tons of medals. Like, it's so cool. Like, these kids come in there. My son actually got his blue belt in jiu-jitsu after 6 months, which usually takes close to, like, I think, 2.5 years. But the fact that he was doing jiu-jitsu every day and then helping with kids class, but he went to all the tournaments, and he was doing a juvenile division and adult division, and he was smoking both of them. So everybody that was from 16 up to almost, I think, 39,
wow,
the national, state, all these, he would get the gold as a youth, and then he would get gold as adult. And so he got promoted to blue belt right away, and then now we go to other gyms in Denver and different places, and he's like schooling their purple belts, which is pretty cool. Cause
you take, I want to say, you're going to come in and we're going to talk in November, and you had to cancel because you were actually taking a group of kids over to Denver for some kind of tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. That was that was November. Yeah. Oh, we ended up going over there, and we're going to go to the tournament. We ended up going to a gym, 303, where Tony Baselli owns 303 Training Center. He has guys like Pat Berry, Thug Rose, some pretty hardcore UFC champs that had come through his gym. And he actually invited us to a Randori and black belt ceremony that he was promoting some people to the black belt. He invited me and my son. So we decided to, instead of going to the tournament, we went to this Randori, which is, I got pictures on my phone. It's pretty cool. There was like 100 men and women showed up that are all different sizes, all different belts. And they showed up for this promotion. And, after the promotion, we all got our gis on, and then he proceeded to simulate murder on each other for the next couple hours, which is pretty cool. Just working on different skills, starting at different positions, and then once you got tapped out, you would get back in line or not. Anyways, so that was, we got a lot of really good experience during that time. And actually, Tony Baselli put a stripe on my son's belt that day, which was kind of cool. So my son's actually a 2-stripe white belt, blue belt, and he put a stripe on my belt also. But he said that my son would be definitely by January or February that he would consider that my son would probably be ready for his purple belt, which is after a year of purple belt, usually takes about 6 years. So
wow.
Yeah.
What color belt do you wear, Billy?
I'm a white belt. I'm just the
okay.
Yeah, I'm the very beginner. I got two. You know, since this happened, I've been through, my bicep got tore off. I had bicep tendon surgery.
Ooh.
Then I had a tendon on my thumb pop off. I've had a lot. My back's jacked up from the rigs, you know. So I sit out sometimes when I really want to be involved. But if I get involved and do too much, then it always messes my back up a little bit. So.
Gotcha. Okay. It lets you know you're alive, though, right?
That's why I'm sitting up pretty straight right now. If I can, I'm in a lot of pain. And the cool thing about, I just got involved with a guy that has a CBD company. Mm. So I'm going to start trying that stuff and see how it works. But I was going to talk about, there's some sponsors that we had that you had mentioned that we had sponsors. And I was, we got a Country Attic. And Rifle, they're across the street from us, and really, really cool people. Community Thrift, Kim, she sponsored a couple kids for a year. Community Thrift, that's a great place. 360 Insurance, she's sponsors a kid. They pay for some sponsored kids. Jesse Dalton Insurance, Moody Construction. I got more than that, but. There's like Rocky Mountain Realty. I don't know if I'm forgetting stuff because I'm on the spot here. But there's been a lot of like Polanka. Polanka, they have the restaurant down here,
mm-hmm.
And they've sponsored some kids. And through the time we started, we've been able to sponsor about 200 people.
Is that the primary place that the money you bring in, is that primarily where it goes, is to sponsor kids to come and hang out at the gym and do jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. and take the classes and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, you know, the money's going to go towards pretty much, we just make sure the bills are paid. Through Flint, the money from Flint actually goes into sponsoring kids, buying their uniform for jiu-jitsu if they can't afford it, you know. So we have a few families that we've sponsored for Christmas this year. And I would love to sponsor more. I want to be able to get to where I don't want anybody that's even in our area at all that needs some sort of outlet for a family or whatever, that when we get our building, we'll be able to provide a lot more for the whole entire family. We want to get the rock wall, skating rink, and then be able to do our own jiu-jitsu tournaments here, and then probably do some smokers, because we have the MMA cage that we bought. Actually, that story was kind of cool too, because it was like a $20,000 cage, and this guy had it down in Junction, and he had a boxing ring too, and he had it up for sale for the longest time. And then I had mentioned it a couple times that I was putting it out there that I probably want to try to buy it, you know. And after about a year, I hit him back again, and he's like, yo, that thing's still in my storage. He goes, I said, well, if you make me an offer right now that I can't refuse, I will come down there and I'll purchase this from you. So he gave me the price, and it was like way more than half what I was willing to pay. So
wow.
We went down there and put it together. It took 2 days. I mean, it's a big steel 30x30 cage, but we can set that up. And then anybody that wants to come in and practice their MMA, or anybody that has any skills that wants to come in and practice with us, you know, we're going to have open mats, and it's pretty much, you know, we got the kickboxing. We have JD, he's George Dominguez. He's a professional kickboxing coach that from Mexico that's teaching classes for us, and he's a great teacher. And then my son's currently teaching the kids jiu-jitsu, and we have actually a black belt from Arizona that's coming up and helping us out too. And then we have a black belt in Denver that's coming out. So we're not really affiliated with any large corporation as far as jiu-jitsu goes at this point, but we have multiple people that are affiliated that want to help us out that they keep telling us that we don't. Anyways, affiliation costs like $650 a month.
Oh, wow. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. If you want to help out Flex Family Fitness or Flint, the Flint Foundation, future leaders in training. So what types of activities are available to kids and families at Flex Family Fitness? We should probably, I guess, give the complete list. We'll do that, and we'll wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Billy Williams. Boy, quite a story you have. Do you ever have time to just stop and look back and think how far you've come?
Not really. You know what? I don't have time for that.
You're too concerned about helping other people get to where you are now.
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel like there's places in my life and stuff where if I would have had the guidance and the know-how, the knowledge of what that I have now, and somebody could have stopped me and said, hey, you know what, like, put that pipe down, do this, do that, and that you have all this potential in that and actually cared and been. But then I feel like if that would have happened at that point, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I'm kind of like glad that I went through the ups and downs.
And in your I've heard this a number of times from different people. You have to. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. Mm-hmm. It's when you are ready to make that change, right?
100%. Yeah, you gotta be ready. If you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, like they say, you know, like you get to the point where you realize that, dang, I can actually do something positive in my life, and that, you know, it's all about how you react to situations.
Sure.
That changes if you let other people's actions dictate how you act, anyways, you're in control of your own destiny. So you could get mad at somebody the way they look at you or whatever. You could just keep going with your day and work. My suggestion is set a goal, write down what you want to do, and then do everything you can every day you can in your life to reach that goal. And then when you reach that goal, set a bigger goal. You know, we need $1 million. To me, and every time I tell somebody, hey, we just need $1 million, they all laugh at me. And I'm like, what do you laugh at? That's not even like $1 million is like a drop in the bucket for what we really need. We want to open up a gym in every city and help all that risk underprivileged kids, make sure that we keep them off drugs, keep them out of jail.
So talk about what you do at Flex Family Fitness, like the classes that you offer and open gym and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, right now I'm doing a lot of personal training, and I'm, get people to come in, wherever they're at. We have, father son teams that come in. We have, bunch of different all different age, different size people that come in, and they all just have the desire to get in shape and live a different life. And I actually, I'm the guy that's the kind of trainer that's going to call you and be like, what are you doing? What do you eat? And actually, like, yo, make sure you're drinking your water, make sure, and making sure that throughout the week, because if they train 3-4 days a week, it's a lifestyle, you know, for me to try to keep people on there. So we do that.
I've heard that losing weight, for instance, is 90% diet and 10% exercise.
Yeah, there's math to it.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there's math to it. It's definitely, you know, you see the analogy of the iceberg underwater and then the little bit showing.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly 10, 90. I've heard all a bunch of different stuff.
But it's definitely a lifestyle, like you said.
It's definitely a lifestyle. It's definitely, I would suggest that anybody out there, make sure you're drink a lot of water, cut out the sodas, cut out the junk food. And, anyways, if you want to get in shape and you need help, you need somebody that's not going to judge you, that's going to help push you and motivate you, your guy. So we have a jiu-jitsu after school program Monday through Friday. There's no school here in Rifle on Friday. So what we'd really like to do is, fill up our schedule on Friday so that there's no school. And then there's no school in Parachute on Monday, so we want to fill up Monday so that the kids have something to do. And then we figure out some way to get a bus system or a shuttle, because actually all the buses that stop, like the Two Rivers School in Glenwood, mm-hmm. they stop right outside of our gym on 5 days a week, which is cool. Because my gym just happens to be there. It just happens to – anyways, everything's – happens for a reason. Everything's falling in place. Then we have a Friday. We have advanced gymnastics with Jessica Spalding. That's pretty much any ages that wanted to come in. We actually had some girls in their 20s working out with my daughter and Jessica the other day, and they loved it. It was cool. If we had a bigger building, when we have our bigger building, then we'll be able to have tons of activities going all day on Friday. Then, okay, Saturday, we have beginner at 9 and then intermediate at 10 for the gymnastic with Jessica Spaulding. Then we have kickboxing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 6:30. And then we have Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at after kids program from 5:30 to 6:30. So we're pretty much filling up our whole schedule. My son, he's a blue belt, and he's teaching teaching Jiu-Jitsu, and he's pretty advanced. So, you know, you come in and...
So lots of classes. You've got the opportunity for a little personal training if you need some extra motivation. Mm-hmm. And do you have times when folks can just come in and work out if that's what they'd like to do, if they know what they're doing?
As for right now, it's not an open gym.
Okay.
But, you know, people call me up, and if I'm going to be there all throughout the day. So it's kind of like if I'm there, because I mostly do the personal training. So if somebody comes in and they want to lift weights while I'm in the, and I have my thing set for – it's not a huge gym.
Right.
I mean, eventually we will get to the point where we'll have that. But at this point right now, it's just kind of a small
– Okay. Yeah. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315, and you can find him on Facebook as well, Flex Family Fitness. And again, remember the parent, if you will, Flint Foundation, Future Leaders in Training, the bona fide IRS 501c3 nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. You never know. By the time you and I talk next time, you might have an endowment or something like that that'll help you make that purchase the building so that you can continue expanding. You never know.
Yeah, well, there's not really an option of not doing that. So
there you go.
If I had to put my house up, I mean, I have a pretty nice house up on the hill that I bought with the oilfield money, so... You know, and I hate to do it, but I hate to, like, you know, if you don't live towards your dreams every day and you die and not, I mean, I don't know, like, I hate to talk about all these dreams that I have and then.
Well, but you have to have goals.
Yeah.
I think is what you're saying, yeah. Right? Yeah. You have to have some goal, something that you're moving toward.
Yeah, just to stay focused on what you're trying to do, you know? Like,
sure. Absolutely.
And just stay away from all the shady people.
Sometimes it's hard to pick them out, though. Maybe not for you, but...
Well, it's definitely hard.
For most people, you know? Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. If you have some ideas about some way you may be able to help Flex Family Fitness grow or the Flint Foundation, give him a call. See what happens.
Well, ideas for stuff that we can do on the... You know, Friday and Monday when there's no school.
And okay, yeah, Friday and Monday ideas, you bet. Billy, all the best.
Thank you.
Good for you for turning your life around, man. I'm still, every time you come in, I'm impressed.
Yeah,
it's, you know, not there are a lot of people that have not been able to do what you have been able to do. And again, it is a choice, but it's a choice that's hard to make, right?
It's a lifestyle, you know, it's a... Yeah. Yep. So easy to fall into the addiction and let it carry you away because it does numb the pain. Mm. But being able to face the pain and look forward, move forward, and know that, you know, life's all about choices. If you make good choices or bad choices, you know, that's where you're going to reap what you sow.
Yeah, there you go. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.